Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
So, guys, it's another episode of the Life Lessons Podcast. We have a 2-for-1 special for you today. So, we have Renard Reading Manderson.
Right.
He had the book launch the other day. I know we didn't put out the episodes until like after, but don't hold it against us, right?
Man, the book drop on empty.
And then another set of books supposed to come in.
This week.
Extra example. Right. So they're supposed to sanitize it and everything. We have Miss
Alia Allison.
Yeah, come in. No one say Atkinson.
Alia Allison.
Hi.
She's an invited guest. And she's here for the second
episode. Yeah. We'll try to figure out. You know, so all this time I look for you, I try to see if Allison Simpson makes sense together. Or Simpson.
Does the song good together?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
It's a no from she.
It's okay, bro. It's okay. All right. So by now, you know that I'm in the room as well, guys. This is Levon Simpson.
Simple Simpson.
Remember, it's Simple Samson.
Simple.
He just got a haircut, so he's in all his glory right now.
No, a haircut never take too long, Steve.
it was very to the point.
Wow!
Yeah. So, this is a special Corona edition of the podcast, because we don't know when next we'll come out the road.
Right.
So, we'll make sure we'll do this today.
Today. We have to drop it today. And guys, please, do my big one. Get the facts. Stop being paranoid. If you know,
exactly the conclusion for the
intro. No. This is the introduction to it, and at the end I will say the same thing. Because people remember the first thing and the last thing that you say, right? True. So let me say the first thing: get your facts and know the truth. Stop being paranoid. Once you know what it is and how it can be transmitted and when it can be transmitted, you are more educated and fine to go about your daily activities and stop wanting to stab people and box them on because them cough. That's crazy.
And don't get the nurses.
And you don't want to take up nurses. They might try prevent it from happening. So if you don't take them up, it'll go spread and it'll reach you, and the nurse will go laugh off of you because they prevent it from them save themselves.
It should be interesting if you're a doctor man in the hospital.
And the same nurse they will pick up. I'm like, oh, look at you now.
And those left hand of the wheelchair, I know what I pick you up.
That's crazy. Don't do that, though. That's not nurse like.
But I'm happy that it's. Well, you should probably ask me after this. But I'm happy it's taking place in our society.
What
reason
is
being is
the
because
Corona
it
virus.
Brings to light a whole lot of different issues that we have as a people.
So
if it is that somebody can get something as such as Corona, which is easily passed on to anybody, can easily be passed on to anybody.
And not a death sentence.
And it's not a death sentence, or immediate death sentence, right?
Not a death sentence. We're not trying, not more immediate, brother.
It's not a death sentence.
None of them are.
That's true. Let me
persons
let me recount that.
People don't die from Corona.
They die from
complications.
Right.
Due to the Corona. All right.
No, complications that they already had, underlining issues, fetal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they didn't die from, it's like AIDS. You don't die from AIDS. You cannot die from AIDS. AIDS
That's
don't
true.
Kill you. Your immune system breaks down, and the other things that you have,
mm-hmm.
that is what kills you.
Take advantage.
Just like when you're dead
Does
from
like,
bone, are the complications.
Yeah,
you're
dead from bone.
All right.
Because
Does
they
like
can't
when
take
you're
it
dead
the
from
shoot
a shot. You're just dead from the internal bleeding.
Right.
Mm.
Well, the
bleeding.
Shot caused it, but I know the shot itself.
It's not the same thing.
They can't put on
the
autopsy report cause of death, gunshot. What did the gunshot do?
All right, guys. I think they've. Take it now. I'm taking it like far out now. Them gonna gunshot. Yes, let me continue my point. My point was simply that
you know, I
I'm
don't like
happy.
When you're using the voice
that
you're not your farm.
I'm happy that this,
where is this aggression?
Because they've been taking set of me guys from ever since. How far? I can't remember. Well, anyways, I think one of the things is that I realize is that. Within our society, persons have taken the opportunity to hate against each other, even in ridiculous ways. Like, I remember going on the bus the other day, and I'll tell you why it is a joke. So I went on the bus. I had to stand on the bus, right? It was a coaster bus. And if you know me, you know, so I'm going to take coaster bus at the Portmore. But I just found myself taking the bus that day because there was a river in Half a Tree, or several rivers in Half a Tree. And I just went on that bus. When I went on the bus, I realized that there was this young man. One of them man, they would probably consider for be so-called gangster type of thing. I'm well born up and,
stereotype.
Yeah, the stereotype of who is a so-called gangster. But I come from work, and I'm tired and things. So I look kind of distant at the same time. Right, so I have one of gloves on his left hand, and I then asked this gentleman to hold my bag for me. People, you know, so the man at the band, so the man goes and point upwards to the overhead compartment.
Ask God.
I was
wow.
And I looked up and I was like, oh my God. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to attempt to just put my bag up there. But because if you know me again, you know, some bag always big. So it could not fit into the coaster bus overhead compartment. A gentleman said was trying to help me as well. It couldn't fit. So I said, you know what? I'm just holding it in my hand. And I was just there thinking, it's like, the flesh just take over for a while. Like, I was thinking to myself, look what you did there, though. He actually have on a glove, right? And I'm not sure, so the man have on a glove for like hours before, because it would be evident on the glove itself. And I said, so,
the glove
him go there, bring home the virus to him own yard. And I saw my panda one glove there. And here he is discriminating or stigmatizing me as an individual.
Man like Jovan.
You understand me? Yeah. The opportunity. Could I take the opportunity to share it with me? I think I like a tone in a boot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean,
the shark
could have,
has the most.
Because I was thinking about it, if it was me, mm-hmm. I know that I would have taken the bag. You understand me?
Because you are real you, but I know everybody really.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, a person just take it as an opportunity to spread hate and not spread love in a sense. You know, here's that opportunity for us as a country, as people, to come together, try and unite as best as possible.
Come together at a social distance, boy.
Yes.
Come together, but apart.
Yes.
At a social distance.
Yeah, social distance. Like
to support each other.
Like two arms length apart.
So when you see persons like taxi men discriminating against nurses. Come on, this is something that persons have been facing for years now. Persons who have been infected with HIV, AIDS, whatever it might be. These persons have been discriminated against or stigmatized for years, one type of years. You have persons that even the family of the person that of the first person that had the coronavirus. We realize that we understand that they're being threatened. You know, them can't go buy food or nobody wanna go buy food for them. All these things. And as I mean, I said, this is an opportunity for you. Take up certain things in hand and go help out your brother or your sister and take care of them. If you educate yourself enough, then you'd understand that you cannot get the virus through certain means and ways. If you just protect yourself, stop suck your fingers, stop touch money and put in your mouth or put in your face, these things. I've seen persons with gloves on their hands and still have scratched them face.
It's an itch, fam.
So I don't know if they think that Dettol or bleach is on the glove itself, but they're even wearing the glove the whole day.
All right, so this is it now. So the glove, and let's clear the
but before I ask for the gloves, you said while you're putting the bag up on the overhead thing,
mm-hmm.
somebody was there beside you
helping you as well. Yes.
Why did you not think about that person who helped you rather than the person who didn't help you? Somebody did do something good.
That's true.
Your focus is on negativity.
No, that's not true. That's true. And in leaving the bus, that's what I focused on mostly. I thought about the fact that, hey, well, at least the man did assist me. And I think I don't remember if I said thanks, but that was one of the things I actually thought about as well. Javon, you actually said thanks to the man who actually helped you, or did I focus on the so-called idiot in front of you? And yeah, that's a good message as well. You know, sometimes we ought to focus on the positive things that take place within our environment.
All right, so with that said, let's focus on the positive of Corona. Not like, because people think that there's
well, no the positive is that I've gotten 14 days off from work.
No, that's,
I'm still waiting.
That is not
1 month from school.
Woo!
That is not the positive. Right? The positive is, know that there are certain things that should have been implemented in our country a long time ago.
This is Jamaica.
You sound like a degenerate, right?
Right? That is one. Like, we never say JUTC bus clean. I'm lying.
But never know something more than
yo, in the ever dirty trash pan the ground and them.
JUTC buses were clean?
Yeah, JUTC bus them clean, brother. Sanitize, seat them.
But I don't know if they do the poor bus.
Wait, you're sure them do every bus are them just big fan
no,
camera?
We see one. We see one next one.
You see it in person?
No, I will see the video like them. You see it soap up and
business. Nah. One JUTC bus was clean. Let's.
My fellow brothers, we know how publicity is.
Yes, but give them the credit.
Let's clear it up. We say one JUTC bus clean.
And we say one other one, so two that.
I say two, me say one, so that's five. So that's two JUTC bus clean. That's still a positive, because then none never normally clean.
Yes.
Right? Then there is the implementation of alternative education.
Yes.
Which should have happened long time. This because it's same because people don't learn the same way. I'm not saying that this is what we should do to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what works for persons. We need more and more online classes. If we have more and more online classes, we can reach more and more people. More and more work persons them can they work or they home and they do the thing. Things like that should have been implemented long time ago. Another thing people starting to consider is the Quarantine Act. Jamaica, we didn't know the Jamaica about Quarantine Act because this has never come up before.
Mm-hmm.
The Quarantine Act probably outdated now,
mm-hmm.
right? And
if you get caught, it's 50 pence.
Right. And know that the Jamaica is under a disaster, it's considered a disaster area. That act is also outdated. We never have that. They probably call it when I did Gilbert time, if they did. And a lot of persons don't know what that act means or what it entails. That is a very dangerous act.
No, I don't know what I mean.
Even if you read it, because it takes away every single right we have. People can just come and do whatever they want. Lock you up if they want, come in your premises without permission, all of them something.
World government, bro.
Yeah. So that's a negative. Another positive is that people are being more hygienic.
That's true.
I mean, some people never normally bathe for bed, no?
Right, people.
Yeah. I mean, so that's when I get that, you know.
People, well, not necessarily bathe, but bathe in
like,
sanitizer,
wash
perhaps.
Your hands
right.
Yeah,
that's a positive. And another positive, it brought out the hustling side that we know that Jamaica has. Because there's a madman across an Alpha tree with a jail, I call it fifth of what I'm do for people.
Yeah, but can you don't know some madman invincible to some disease?
I
don't
know what I'm going to do. Nobody's not touching him, so the man not getting in front of nobody. The man safe. Man, I sell $50 spray.
I think Redeem's last point would have brought me to the thing that I'm most disgusted with within the country as well, where you find that persons have been overcharging persons. So you have sanitizer, it's like probably double the price now, or at least 25% or 50% pan the price. And what I'm saying to persons is simply this: if you pick up, say, your favorite store, I overcharge you, just ensure, say, you write it down in your reminder, say, after Corona, you abort them. Just no go there, just no go there, no support them.
But somebody would argue that is just capitalism.
No, nope. That's taking advantage of people because we understand that, hey, remember, you know, the pay in a raise, you know, nothing a raise, you know. So the same money we have put on. No, that's not effective as yet. That's not effective as yet. The 1st of April.
Yeah.
And that's 1.5%.
The budget just
1.5%. Yeah. So, I mean,
1.5% of everything.
I shall be shopping when that comes in, though. But, I mean, to be honest, we cannot be exploiting other persons. We can't be exploiting persons like that. Yeah, and I feel disheartened by it because I understand that, just as I was saying off here earlier, where you have persons outside of school, or persons in school, rather, and you know that some of them have no money. Them just not have the money, really and truly. So when you send them home, and say they must protect themselves, and them go to a supermarket and hope to buy the, let's say, the hand sanitizer for $200, as they're used to the price being $200. Now them go on MC $400. They must just go back to them and go see them because them can't, you know.
Or buy half a bottle. That was just me.
And there's
another positive is that people are praying more.
Precisely. Well, people are there.
Yeah, people are turning to God.
Yeah, a lot of people are spiritual.
I don't.
Becoming spiritual.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
not down. Them cut out. They becoming. Them attitude.
I've heard persons mention that the last days, this and that, but I mean, I've not seen where persons have been. I don't know. So if you're saying that, then
that if means you haven't been praying, Jehovah.
I've always been praying.
Yeah, so that's what persons have been repeating, especially Christians. So
pestilence have always been coming. Pestilence come all the time. And
they've never left, really, though.
Yeah, exactly. They said those were the last days as well. A few negatives that come from Corona is
thieving people. Them has been just mentioned.
People in Jamaica find creativity with everything, right? Them find ways for steal. No, them are coming out, so them are come for clean it out, which is right. That's what them actually come for, though.
Clean it out. That's not a lie.
They can't really judge them for being honest. The paranoia that comes with the corona, because people are misinformed.
Really, right?
People think that it's a death sentence. Somebody, any random person cough by you are in that you have corona, you're not dead.
Just go to the funeral.
Me hear a story where a woman downtown cough and a man backs her just because she a cough. I can hear
but,
a cough support. People, listen, I need to say this.
No, but
it's allergy season, right? And some people like me, we have sinus problems and allergy problems. If you're spraying with a Lysol, it's going to trigger my sinus and I'm going to sneeze and cough.
But,
see, if you feel like sick, when me cough, you have a razor and I'll put it on me.
But
I wonder
if the allergy thing there.
But I mean,
the allergy thing there, the reason why I always catch feelings this time.
Jesus.
Oh! Oops. But I mean, that's not what put Peter said. But I mean, the whole thing.
That's a valid question.
I think that is it for us, folks. We'll talk to you.
It's just persons that are not educated, and I think that's one of Jamaica's biggest issues.
It's not necessarily not educated.
No, educated because somebody sneezes or cough, right? And you have it to see the person have corona. Wipe on God's earth, you go on, touch the person after that.
Yeah.
Figure box the person.
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. So since the person
about
me the first
place. It's not based on that, though. My partner is really. I don't, because
you know where we're from.
I attend the University of the West Indies now. I was at the hospital.
That's cool.
15 persons quarantine.
At the hospital.
15 persons are no.
Within that vicinity.
At the hospital.
Coronavirus.
Then bring them
and
to the hospital.
The thing is, I know I'm not going to die from the coronavirus, even if I catch it.
She's speaking life over herself. If you
no,
do
but
that.
She's
not
going to
day.
Die.
My boy, that purpose.
Yeah, no, but
she's
just speaking life.
It's not
yeah.
a death sentence.
And no, we're speaking life.
We're speaking life.
Yeah, and then I'm like.
Yes,
I'm not gonna die because my one mother purpose is what God set out for me. I'm gonna really accomplish it.
Hallelujah.
That go back to
but
the burning thing in burning thing earlier.
Peter, why did I put purpose and burning together?
No, because she didn't say it. Alright, sorry. That was an off-air conversation.
Her purpose is not to give burning. I can assure you.
That's
true.
That's defensive.
God
not nice.
Give nobody that purpose then.
No, man. We must have got sometimes God.
Shut up, man. Go ahead.
No, but when they go to church, I go put the testimony and say, well, they broke my heart, but they opened my eyes to the Lord. That means it was a bond theme purpose,
the bond, man.
As you were saying.
Right, as I was saying, I know I'm not going to die even if I catch the virus.
Amen.
The thing is, 14 days from family, friends, church, kind of, you know, not necessarily something me interested in. Next thing is, I don't want ever feel guilty for something me do. In terms of supposed me catch a virus,
pass it on.
And pass it on to my mother, my sister, people in my house.
They had it coming.
That's true. That's what I feared.
The only thing
most.
About that is still probably couldn't be quarantined together as a family.
Under no circumstance would I want to pass that to anybody. Because I don't know what it might cause.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking about
this.
Maybe some people are afraid of the virus. Because it would mean that they have to
stay home. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Run that through there.
People make you see them
yard.
Yeah.
Here's a little.
And people don't live nowhere.
No, not,
well, if you don't live nowhere,
you're not
gonna go somewhere.
Yeah. Just tell
just
them.
Just not gonna wear close to nobody.
If a madman, if a madman, you just say call them. If a madman say, me have.
Corona, and that's one. I think
and quarantine them and feed them and bury them. And them
as we said that, I think that's one of the things that we need to include as well. That because I heard something on a certain program on TV, and this young lady was saying, if you feel symptoms, you must go to the hospital.
No.
When I specifically heard, exactly,
hospital.
When I specifically heard Minister Health say, yo, if you feel any symptoms at all, quarantine yourself and call the number.
Do
what's
not
number?
Go to the hospital. And here's why you don't go to, here's why you don't go to the hospital, because people probably not understand it, right? At the hospital, you have sick people.
Yep.
If you are... You might not have it, but because of the symptoms are similar to flu and allergies and persons with asthma, it kind of probably, you won't even know the difference. But if you do have it and you go to the hospital, you're going to pass it on to everybody who's at the hospital.
And on your way to the hospital.
Because
not everybody has their own care.
Right. So to prevent that, stay at your house. Stay at your house, call the One Love, it's toll free. The government websites are free, you don't need the internet for go pan it.
Then can I get WhatsApp free too?
You don't need the internet
for
go pan it.
It's zero rated
data.
So
you
can
government,
government
website.
On
your phone or
all government websites, zero rate.
On your phone?
On your phone, yeah.
Oh, that's new information to me.
You don't
that's something due to corona or
yeah,
it has
due
been
to corona.
The government has really done an excellent PR campaign.
Yeah, after this, them sure election.
Because people, you see, the thing is, you know, and
this,
call this,
it, them sure
this
election.
Is,
this
I'll show you
election,
something. You know that oftentimes crisis comes with opportunity. You know? So you see how them handle this now.
You must say, oh, they can't
when they go back on the platform, they're going to say, why, if I did such man around this, you know, brother?
Somebody said it already.
The man that drop asleep and all the way off or
why
something
you,
like that.
Why?
No,
I mean, I'm not into politics. But
it's
to be honest,
it's not, but everything
there's no comparison, really.
Remember, we're in a democracy, you know.
Remember, we're a walk.
Remember
so nobody said no comparison, and then make the comparison.
Yeah.
You understand?
Peter, we're afraid of no boy, no.
All of us said no.
So you know, I mean, there's no comparison, to be honest. I'm not somebody that
Javon
votes.
Simpson.
I'm not, yeah, this is a comment of Javon Simpson, the tall one. So if you want to attack us,
there is
attack
actually
me.
A comparison.
There's
yeah,
no
but,
because there has been a, like, with the previous party that was in power, there was the outbreak of of Ebola.
No, when I said no
and
comparison,
Ebola, I mean, and they were able to prevent Ebola from coming.
Huh? Where is
Ebola? Ebola didn't come to Jamaica.
Yeah,
no,
but I never them prevented.
Exactly, Ebola just never come.
No,
if somebody get beat up down the road, and you make them stop from coming here, and they get beat up down
the
road.
What the government did is that they blocked off the same thing where this government do with the blocking off of flights
certain
coming
countries.
From certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. So persons from there couldn't travel to here to
come. Oh,
okay.
You see that name Ebola.
But
what
this government didn't do or didn't think to do was to block UK first.
Because
but understand so them can't block UK because of who UK is.
You want the crown call and say
Jamaica is to the
yo,
UK.
Look at another thing. There is even how go horror, but there's even racism in this, you know. You know that really and truly that when the virus did, I know it sound funny when we say it this way, like it's an album drop, but when the virus just come out real,
just
touch down. You see me?
Yeah.
They call it the Wuhan virus because it was the name of the place. Ground Zero.
Yeah.
Them say no, you can't call it that because that's racist. Did you know that Ebola is the name of somewhere in Africa? And the name of the place? Did you even know? Because it's actually a river. So no, that connotation is so heavy that if somebody say, yo, Ali, you want to go down an Ebola River, you say, what? I'm not doing that.
Which Ebola way?
Even Zika is the name of a village too.
Yeah.
So if you pay keen attention, there are a lot of things happening between the lines. Because even with the whole thing with China, I cannot verify this. This is just my opinion. The thing says something shaky about the whole timing of it and how the where the virus placed though. Because at the perfect place, because at Chinese New Year, everybody did that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then it just spread all over the world.
I don't know. I don't know if it is my paranoia China, or what, but to me, honestly, okay. You see this whole Ebola thing. Honestly, I mean, I've looked at it and I've, the way them describe Ebola, right? Ebola was not something that could just disappear just so. You understand me? It had to do its time. It had to do its rounds around
Ebola
the world.
Ebola is more deadly than COVID.
Exactly. It was more deadly and it was more...
And we prevented it.
You could have catched it even easier.
Exactly.
Because just skin to skin contact could have transmitted it. And you're telling me that it just disappeared out of the world.
Because them drop a mixtape, nobody never like it. Them take it back.
Exactly. And then the thing is that what they realized was that here,
from it as well.
Them couldn't have two consecutive diseases or viruses. And none of them not reach one side of the world. Because remember, you know, Ebola never really, which are they reach?
In
I think
America,
one case reached in America.
Couple,
not
all.
People died from it in America. But they were proactive in finding a cure.
Yeah,
as soon as it reached America.
As soon as it reached America.
No, but they might test a vaccine right now.
Yeah, just
test a vaccine in America right now. So we're not even going to trouble that. But look at the news, folks. Look into it. Oftentimes the truth is said as a joke. But look into it because it is very interesting. But do not fear. Don't make fear kill you.
Yeah, man.
Nobody make fear make you see Father God early.
Just got it.
Relax. Enjoy the ride. If you're off from school, do the right thing and read. And not Netflix the entire day like I intend to do.
Well,
but
Netflix and chill can go inside time.
Me never said chill, brother.
No,
But how will the puppet never go?
Chilling still can go on. Just Lysol them as they enter the front.
Wow, Lysol them when them
come in. Stand up right there, son, man.
Bleach.
Lysol. Yeah, and don't do the concoction mixing bleach and alcohol and all those things. Please don't. Mm. They are deadly and very dangerous to your skin, to your surroundings. And I make a cough and you feel like they already have this something and they go call and then worse. The glove does not prevent it. It actually makes it worse because you cannot wash the glove. And you can easily wash and sanitize your hands.
That's why God gave you them.
Right.
And so gloves actually hold bacteria.
Hold bacteria. Longer. Right. So...
Rubber, I should say.
Please, just don't do the gloves. Just use your hand, have a sanitizer, wash your hands regularly, keep your hands out of your face. And I'm going to end it how I started it. Know the facts. Please don't be paranoid. Go where the information is. It is easier said than done. But once
better
you know,
do it.
But once you know the truth, once you know the facts, once you know the information, once you know and who the information is coming from is factual, then you have nothing to worry about. Because the government is doing a fantastic job in informing people as they go step by step. Every single minute there's an update. I'm gonna say it before, I'm gonna say it again. It's how in the election. I think no other party can compete with this. I'm gonna say that with no backdown. And I'm not political, but as I say,
that's not from Javon, that's from Riddim.
No, this is from Riddim, and Riddim no vote, Riddim no political, but Riddim knows when.
Will you tell the time when we vote for the wrong party?
You voted?
Yeah, we vote two times and vote for the wrong party, but that's another episode.
Riddim
knows
when.
We'll get to another episode.
Which party of the wrong party?
Yes. As in, at the time we were going at the booth, I had a party in mind.
And
I saw a brown
party.
Girl and man, the exit at the wrong place.
So, Oman,
making for the wrong party.
It was a brown girl, but whatever.
You and brown girl.
You see?
No, man.
You see the one I'm myself? Yeah, me, and I saw me.
Yeah, I'm trying this dark brown. Yes.
Right.
So, since I remember my prayer.
Yeah.